Okay. April 14th, 9/17. Right. But thanks for the door novel.
It's
a small thing, but it's so much nicer.
You the walk and the
it's so nice. Yeah, thank you very much. All right. We have a general session. We don't have a quorum. So this will be a work session, but it won't, nothing we do will be official. So we have an agenda. We'll just follow the agenda. It doesn't make any difference if you approve it or not, because it can't be really approved. We will take public comments. Anybody have anything you want to address the board about at the beginning? Hearing none. President's report. Probably the thing we should mention is that during the last couple of months, there's been some communications with the person who ultimately filed an EEO complaint against the WFBA. The EEOC, the commission, has closed that, dismissed it, but that doesn't mean that it can't be refiled again. And there is a possibility that this person would file a lawsuit if there was a lawyer that represented her, and has made some comments that they would file a lawsuit. We don't know, and we'll have to wait until that happens, if it's going to happen. Other than that, we're just rushing towards summer. You want to? You know, we had your minutes. Did you publish the minutes?
Yes, I did. I did it early, and got it done, and everything should be on the website. I'm encouraged.
Okay. We'll wait till next month.
And I made the correction.
It's there.
Good.
Okay. And the treasurer's report. Did anybody bring a copy? I left my file at home. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. So I think we're still on the plus side, and we're not broke yet. So.
If you want, I could read what he said. Does it matter at this point, or would you want
to? You got it?
I think I might have it. I'll just read it when he sent a quick text. The financial results for March shows the balance sheet with total assets of $308,603. The March income statement shows an income of $2,534 and expenses of $3,291. We have a loss of $757 year-to-date for 10 months. Total income is $156,050. Total expenses, $136,099. With a net income of $19,951 from Steve, the treasurer.
Right, okay. Yeah, I think those numbers have been consistent. The large income numbers have to do with the fires that the guys went on. Okay, do you want to read the, do we have the fire chief's report? I didn't bring anything, so
I believe I have the fire chief's report if you want.
If I understand, they had a call or two. It's been pretty calm.
I have the fire chief support.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Fire chief support, 3 calls, 1 electrical fire, 1 ATV accident, 1 medical call. Training, tender operators, pack test, 13 are now pack tested for the season. Fleet, R81 needs the glow plugs replaced. Patrol 85 needs new tires due to age. Facilities, no report, personnel. Walker Fire will be participating in the Wildfire Expo on April 21st downtown. Communications, the issue with the active 911 reporting system last month has been resolved. The WYFCA has nothing to report. With Basin Ops, the drills will be in Cherry on April 19th and 20th, and weather permitting will involve a live fire. And the chief support.
Okay. Yeah, I think in addition, last week or so, he communicated with you. He's going to participate in your Firewise Day.
I said he would speak.
Yeah.
In addition to what he had since then, we now have our rescue truck back. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
We have the rescue truck.
The rescue, okay.
Back in service. And the other thing is that Mark Keegan is now on a fire in New Mexico. They won't be available until he returns for paramedic and local.
Okay.
We touch base with Davin and Eric, so they're aware that he's out. So their first response will they'll be here right away.
Okay. Does Scott show up?
Yes.
He spent some time up here, too. I don't know if he's here.
Yes, he's leaving, I believe, either today or tomorrow.
On a fire?
On the fire, same fire.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Davin's relatively close. He's just right down there to the old Walker, the old highway. Not the old Walker Road, but the old highway.
He's got about a 10-minute, 12-minute response.
Okay. Yeah. And committee reports, FireWise, you got anything to talk about with FireWise?
As you mentioned, we will have a FireWise day on May the 12th.
Saturday?
Saturday.
That's the same day. Is it, is that our board meeting?
Yes,
that's
it is.
That'll be after the board meeting.
Okay.
Saturday.
That's all right.
Going to start?
10 a.m.
Okay.
We'll probably be setting up around 9:30 or so.
Yeah, but you won't bother us. I don't think.
Yeah. Right.
We'll run through. I don't think there's a lot to do, a lot to talk about. We have some perfunctory things to do about this, you know, getting things approved from this meeting. But,
we will have Prescott National Forest Emergency Management, Walker Fire, Red Cross. An insurance agent from the farm.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think. Okay, good. Okay, thanks. We're going to talk about Walker Day and old business. The elections, I think John has gotten, I think there's, what, five of us that are running? That's the last account I heard. Greg Staub is working on the newsletter. The budget, I think they've already had some kind of the rough draft for the budget. I don't know if there's any new items that you might think about. You might think about adding or clarifying in the budget.
I think you made those adjustments the last meeting.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, because the insurance was kind of funny in terms of it was in two different places. Workers' comp was not in the insurance pile, which is an insurance. It's a different insurance. And then the fire wheel. You got the fire wheel finished.
Fire wheel is completed. I just need to seal it.
And then we'll need a crew to put it up. And then you're talking about green stake if we're going to try to put it up on Smelter Hill. Blue stake.
Okay. Blue stake.
Blue stake.
And where's it going to be installed?
Well, what I propose is north of Blue Jay on the west side of Walker Road, right where the little, at the end of Blue Jay, you've got the little rock outcropping that comes out as you're headed north. And then it fades back into the forest. It's a nice wide spot in there.
It's the old road.
Huh?
It's the old road.
No, it's not an old road. It's just where you pull off.
Oh, okay.
It's fill from where they widened.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly it. That will catch their eye coming in, but it won't distract them. Looking across the road or something like that, it's right in line of sight.
Okay.
That's what I propose. We just need to know if that's county or Forest Service.
Okay. Okay. All right. Remind me Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Walker Day. I am not in the ballpark or in the game for not having Walker Day. We have a rummage sale. I've made some phone calls. There's some people step forward who are going to help. We may not have a yard sale. We'll have the kids' programs. We'll have the merchandise sales. We'll have food. We won't necessarily have an art show. Depends. If somebody wants to put an art show together. But there will be activities here for people to enjoy. And
it seems like it's going to be a lot. I mean, that's the...
There won't necessarily be a big band, which, it's part of it. But the garage sale, he's already started sending out advertisements for the garage sale. So, all right. This website that you have on this agenda is supposed to be web. That was a correction that Chris made for me. Is web domains. We have web domains, Walker Fire Auxiliary, .org, .com, .whatever it is. We're not using them. I don't know that we need to use them. So they need to be renewed within a week. If we're going to do it. And so that's something we probably ought to.
What's the expense?
I think $39 for the year.
Each one?
No, total.
Just even though it's not really an official meeting, to be honest with you, if there's any domains that might infringe on someone redirecting traffic to something else that is an example of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And I think it's advisable to spend the $39 and secure even though
it's certainly within my I can spend up to $750, so I'll take care of that. But that's okay. All right, I'll call Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Community announcements.
Are you aware that Potato Patch has settled their lawsuit?
I am, sorry. We should have mentioned it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
They'll be looking for a way to put a garage up there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're back. They're back on track, but they don't have any money anymore. Sorry, I don't mean to get into that. So they'll see what happens. We may have to have a fundraising drive to see if
community yard sale.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anybody else?
Yes. Cinco de Mayo, CAA is having Cinco de Mayo. Oh, sorry.
It's already been announced. We've requested it. And
I know.
It's been approved, so.
All right. Nothing. Sorry.
You can go ahead with it.
Since it's May 5th.
Yeah.
Okay, reservations
great. What? Reservations required?
Yes. $10 a person.
Requested that the station be emptied down there, the old station, be emptied so he could store yard sale stuff.
What old station? Yeah, this station, this building back here.
Yep. So we need to have a place, and I found a place for the truck because we can't leave it out, even though it's May, and freeze without either emptying the truck with all the things on it or store it.
Okay.
I've got enough volunteer to go ahead and store it in the garage where it's, out of the weather and all that good stuff. But I don't know if we have any problems with insurances or anything like that.
No.
So we can just go ahead and store it there.
Yeah. Doesn't Roger usually take the truck during the...
But he can't store it outside. That's too cold. I mean, you run a risk of freezing up through May.
I know, but what I'm saying is, what has Roger always done with it? Has he just left it outside his house?
I don't think we put it out this early.
Okay.
I don't know. So
yeah. Okay, so Roger knows where it's going to be?
Yeah, I haven't communicated with Roger since he's been gone, so just came up with an email that
John asked you?
There.
Okay.
No, he didn't. He just put out an email that that's what he was going to do, so.
That's normally what we do, but and then whoever's like you is just playing catch up and trying to figure out where the feathers are coming from.
Okay.
It's not the best way of doing business.
All right. So, you found a home for the truck.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Anything you want to ask us? Okay.
Now we have
the public forum, right?
just a thought. With the cameras that are on the building, right, and some people are dumping stuff back there and the trash and stuff like that, and putting stuff out for the yard sale. Would it make sense to put an extra camera out back and make notice, put a sign up saying, cameras out here just to try and minimize some of the people just dumping stuff and stealing stuff from the yard sale thing? Just a thought. Thanks, guys.
Okay. See if
I
I do have a question. You know, Mark Keegan, you know, not available now, and he'll probably be gone a number of times during the summer, and was probably anticipating a very high fire season. How many fire, volunteer fire personnel do we have here? And do you have any idea how many are full-time residents here in Walker?
Anything else? Okay. John? Lauren? Okay. The volunteers, I don't know exactly how many volunteers we have. I think we have more and more that are, you know, not like a half a dozen that are local. I don't know if it's that many or not. It's just my guessing. I'd talk to Roger about that. Bud may have a better answer for that.
Between 6 and 8 local and 20 total.
Yeah.
Generally, we have more than that on the list, but they're
right.
The ones that attend
that are active
trainings.
Yeah. And guys come, you know, they have the initial response for the medical calls and things. You have the initial response of this cadre of people that are local that come. But then when there's a fire, guys like Matt come and other people that are coming from, they're here within 2 hours, which in a fire is a short period of time because there's other people on the fire and then they come and relieve. So, but the medical people are coming, like I say, you always have Lifeline coming. Lifeline's always coming. We're usually there before Lifeline gets there, and but not always. Sometimes Lifeline happens to be close, and then they're here. And you also, I think, the sheriffs respond if there's other things happening. So there are responses. It's lucky that Mark lives here, but we've gone many times without anybody in the community at all of medical. And then you have EMTs. Part of the people that do here are here that are active that are EMTs.
You still have the people that are responding to the fires are qualified first aid and CPR.
Right, yeah.
So we can do some basic stuff into Lifeline.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, the trash and the cameras. I think we need to, this is just me talking now, We need to revamp the camera system in this because there's no DVR that there's a DVR up there. I'm not sure if it's working. Nobody's been in to see how it's working, but we need to revamp the cameras. I've been threatening to put cameras out there, but even the best camera can't read license plates. They can, but then you're talking about $5,000 cameras. And I don't know that this Wi-Fi supports that kind of a, you know, system. You could get it into a DVR where you can see it later, but in terms of real time, you can't see it. Ring cameras, you can get two for about $139, the Ring doorbell. You're working with the Wi-Fi? No,
that's Lee.
Okay. Oh, I meant to get with him to make sure, and Matt was going to take a look and see what the router is here. We need to get a strong router so that we can get Wi-Fi signal out there. We'll put the Ring cameras up out there, and we can even talk to the people if you know when it goes off. Bud is here most of the time. He's had a couple of occasions to have conversations with people there. I don't know why people continue to put things other than household garbage there. It's the agreement. That's just the way it is. It's been the nature of the beast ever since it's been there, or since we've had it anyway. And we do the best to keep the volume. You know, the container's there to keep the volume, but...
Do we get dinged when something's weird in there, or have they been pretty good so far?
They have been pretty good. They don't... I think you can dump anything except hazardous stuff, tires, batteries, and that kind of thing. The problem is volume, is when you put a refrigerator box in there without breaking it down, or you put a refrigerator in there, or you put a dishwasher in there, or you put the kitchen sink in there, or you put the counter for the kitchen sink in there. Those are all things that have been in there, and it's a crime to do it. I'm not adverse to prosecuting, and because I spent my life doing it. If I can get evidence, I'll do it. I'll sign a complaint.
I think preventive maintenance is, you know,
it will help, should help, you know. And like you said, you know, trying to catch more cameras and stuff like that, that would not necessarily be easy, but if we can
put up fake cameras.
Yeah. Just as fine as a deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. Some of the dollar.
Fine. There was a sign on every one of those.
It's not doing any good.
Says you get a five. Yeah, you're right. They're marked already.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah, so I know. It is being in the garbage business is, you know, it's good for us in some ways, and it's a nuisance in others. But it keeps people from trying to burn their trash and just dumping it on the side of the road, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we are, for the better or worse, in the garbage business.
If I may interject, what happened to the signs we did have that said no construction debris?
I think they're on the, aren't they on the front?
They're not on the new, they're not on the dumpsters. That day I called you.
Well, they sign agreements that
right.
They won't do it.
But the thing is, a lot of them that are doing this stuff are not residents. The residents come down and lock them or gave them the combination and
yeah,
it's a contractor.
Right. Yeah,
well, that's the biggie. Well, contractors are down there dumping stuff and the residents gave them the number.
Right.
I've talked to a couple of those already.
I need their names, license numbers, and we'll figure it.
They're friends, so I told them, hey, it ain't going to work.
Okay. Well, then if they come back a second time,
yeah,
let me know. Yeah. That may be what we need to do. But, okay. It's 9:39. Can we adjourn?
Adjourn.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Can I talk to you, Virginia?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, we are going to adjourn this meeting. All right. We're done.